balance of nature's fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
This stuff is fabulous. Your commercials don't even do it justice. The energy, everything, it's just amazing. Even mental acuity, just to keep the mental acuity going and the strength. And I'm 68. I'm going to be 69 in a few months, and I feel like I'm 30. I really do. I feel good. In fact, people say, your skin looks so nice lately. Thank you. You know, it's balance of nature. It's amazing.
Get a wide variety of all your daily recommended servings of whole fruits and vegetables without having to leave your home. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 800-246-8751. That's 800-246-8751. Or by going to balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code KATE.
Hey, everybody, just letting you know that Mike Lindell and I, the MyPillow guy, we partnered up, and he wants to help this show, and I want to help him. If you go to MyPillow.com and order all the products you know you're going to buy, towels, sheets, blankets, robes, all these kinds of things, dog beds even, go to MyPillow.com and use the code word KATE, K-A-T-E. You're going to get the deepest discount on all these items. They're the very best of all these items. He handpicked these things, and let me just tell you, you're also going to help Truth and Radio, and you're also going to be helping Mike Lindell. Isn't that fantastic? It's a great combination that you can do right from your own home. Call 800-873-1052. That's the phone number, 800-873-1052. You can order directly on that phone number or go to mypillow.com, but make sure to put the code word KATE in. Thanks, you guys.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Welcome to the Kate Daly Show. My guest today is the fabulous Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I cannot wait to share with you what she has to say about, after a year and a half of this whole COVID narrative, what is going on with just about every aspect of it. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny is an osteopathic medical doctor, board certified, 3 medical specialties, vast knowledge as a physician, prominent voice for the adverse impact that vaccines have on human health. And she also has the Tenpenny Integrative Medical Center in Cleveland, Ohio. I'm so excited to talk with Dr. Tenpenny again, because our last conversation, I actually played in rerun. We had so many people that were asking for it again. So this is a triple dose of Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, and I love this. I really appreciate you coming on the show, Sherry. DrTenpenny.com is where you can find. Is that the website you would tell everyone to go to?
Absolutely. Okay. We have a lot of different websites, a lot of different offerings, a ton of social media connections that we're still living on borrowed time out there for. We understand that. Mm-hmm. And so in all of the, Vaxter, our news site, you can sign up for our newsletter there. A lot of my videos are there, my better ones. And so everything is there. If you just go to drtenpenny.com, and I always spell it out. Mm-hmm. I always say it's DR, no period, okay. Tenpenny. T-E-N-P-E-N-N-Y, because people want to try to spell Tenpenny in really unique ways.
I'll bet.
No period, Tenpenny, just like it sounds.
Oh, boy.
It's no period, because people will type in D-R period, Tenpenny, and then we'll get a flurry of emails and texts saying, you've been hacked, your website's down, and it's, so.
Everyone's watching out for you through
the clumsy exercise of having to spell out that simple website.
I'm so happy to have you. And there's so much I want to talk about. Let's talk about the vaccine to start. You can't call it a vaccine. It's a gene manipulation shot. I feel like people do not understand at all that it's not a vaccine, but they keep lying about it. There'll never be any type of action that we'll be able to take on the very blatant lie of calling it a vaccine, I think. But I'd love to get all your thoughts on the vaccine. Here we are in May and of 2021, almost 500 days into this. 500 days. And I can't believe there are people still wearing masks. But tell me a little bit about what you know to date on this shot.
Well, the shot is exactly that. It's a genetic modification tool. Mm-hmm. The powers that be co-opted the word vaccine and sold it as a vaccine so people would think it was just like another flu shot, because the word vaccine is something that we have a multi-generational indoctrination about, and people think they know something about vaccines, but all they really know is it's just a shot that's supposed to keep you from getting sick. So when they hear that word vaccine, they think, oh, this is just another shot that's supposed to keep me from getting sick, when nothing could be further from the truth. This is not just another shot. It's an injection of material that's never been injected into human beings before on a lot of different levels. It's not FDA approved. It's the FDA approved the emergency use, but it's not an FDA approved product, meaning it's not gone through any extensive clinical trials. They aren't even at this point in time required to tell us exactly what's in these shots. There's no long-term studies. None. And when they tried to do longer term studies in animals, the animals all got sick or died. And so the reason they didn't do any animal studies this time around is because why bother? They already knew what the animal studies were going to show. And so people who are running to the head of the line to get injected with an experimental product, never been tested before, no long term studies, is just, it's beyond an enigma to me. And celebrating it and posting pictures on Facebook and all their social media sites with their little stickers and saying, I got my shot. It's like if somebody was handing out shot glasses full of arsenic and you go, hey, I took my shot. Hey, you put a little sticker on there. I mean, it would be equally as bizarre, but almost the same sort of result.
You're right. I mean, we're not saying I got a colonoscopy, I got a pap smear. We're not saying all these things, but we're saying this with this
shot. And those
shot.
Things are benign.
Yes. Yes. For some reason, we are sharing this like it's nobody's business. And I'm actually perplexed, too, at the thought of having to do that. And I guess that's my question, is having to do that. So the marketing and the advertising for this shot is so over the top. They've got people that are convinced that they have to share this news as if it's Christmas morning and they just found this wonderful thing under the tree. It's bizarre. It's so bizarre.
It is very bizarre. It's just, and the peer pressure and the colleague pressure and the pressure from family and friends to socially shame you if you are choosing to go, hey, wait a minute, the CDC has already reported through the VAERS database more than 4,000 deaths, more than 290,000 adverse events, and we know that's less than 10% of the amount that's actually out there. There's 57,000 reported deaths across Europe, and we're doing this because why? This virus has a less than 1% death rate. We're now hearing reports that are coming out of out of funeral homes saying there was no uptick in the number of deaths more than what we would normally have seen in the winter time from anything else. I mean, it's just some of the most incredible control manipulation techniques that we've ever seen in the history of humanity. And having said that, we are actually those of us who are the remnant, the residuals, who are refusing to ever get this no matter what, are actually going to have to figure out ways to do a parallel business in and of ourselves to not have to deal with even being around those people that have been injected.
Amen. I did some study. I was driving by a cemetery, and I did some study on this because there was a question in my mind as to the fact that did we ever build a cemetery in 2020? Did we ever build onto one? Did we ever? Where did all these bodies go, these over 500,000 that they claim? And no, in fact, we actually spent about $10 million less than the year before in 2019 on any burial whatsoever. Doesn't matter what kind, any burial. And also, not one cemetery was built, not one addition was made. And so where are all these bodies? Do you feel that the CDC, I mean, I know we gave them extra time this time, not we gave them, but they took extra time to then pose what the death rate was in some of their, in text. And I'm wondering, did they just out and out lie? There's just no accounting for all these extra deaths in my mind. I just wanted to get your opinion on that.
I don't know. Here's the thing, what they kept talking about COVID deaths, we will never, ever, ever know the real number. ever.
You're right.
And all of these things that they keep saying, these numbers that they keep shooting out there, millions, this, that. Mm-hmm. Well, maybe, except people that had gunshot wounds to the head were called COVID deaths. And people who had died from fractured necks from falling off of buildings were called COVID. And the CDC came out with a document, it was March of 2020, basically telling doctors to put COVID on every death certificate, even if COVID was suspected, somebody mm-hmm. had a sniffle or maybe mm-hmm. a little bit of a cough, put COVID on their death certificate. Nobody's ever going to follow up and check. And oh, by the way, you don't even have to do a swab to test them, just if you suspect it. Sure. And so a lot of that came down to follow the money. Early on, when they did the first amount of stimulus that came out, there was mm-hmm. $30 billion. And I know here in the state of Ohio, where I am, hospital systems were getting $180,000 per COVID diagnosis
wow.
death.
Wow.
And that number has dropped precipitously now. Mm-hmm. They only get $70,000 per COVID death.
Jeez.
on their death certificate. And that's just one state here in the state of Ohio. So imagine how many hospital systems. I mean, we've got five major metropolitan areas here in Ohio. Mm-hmm. And I know here in Cleveland, I live in Cleveland, there's probably 25 or 30 hospitals just in the city alone. Can you imagine across the state how much money was funneled into those systems for being told what to do on a death certificate and perpetuating the law?
And I had a doctor send me a document that said that they were getting $28 before March and now $40 just to get somebody in that seat for the vaccine. And that was just the shot, not including all the other things that they get reimbursed for. So you can imagine, I can't even imagine the amount of money flowing, and we're going to just have it continuously flowing. But why are the doctors silent? Why are we getting a majority of them that are silent?
I have no idea.
Yeah.
In fact, there's four groups of people right now that I have zero tolerance for. The lame physicians.
Right.
The lame physicians. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, I have put hundreds of thousands, you know, I've put, you know, probably pushing 50,000 hours worth of research in this. I put over 2,000 hours just since February to put together my ebook, The 20 Mechanisms of Injury, How COVID Shots Are Going to Make You Sick and Possibly Kill You. That was over 2,000 hours of research
wow.
and documentation because I needed it to be impeccably done mm-hmm. for the ebook and the webinar that we did. And so doctors don't have to start from ground zero. Stand on my shoulders. Take
right.
the stuff I did. The vast majority of it is free. You don't
right,
even have to
right.
pay for it. And so I have no tolerance for these people. None. Mm-hmm. I've seen three friends of mine whose parents or grandparents have gone into the hospital, died of COVID, and quite frankly, they died of medical malpractice. They were not appropriately treated. And so it's it was pretty devastating.
Right.
So physicians, lame, lazy, cowardly mm-hmm. physicians who are so afraid to rock the boat that they might like lose their big fat paycheck from their employer they work with. Lame.
Very.
You know, you're supposed to stand in the gap for your physician for your patients. The second group I have very little tolerance for is where the heck are the attorneys?
Yes.
I mean, there are attorneys. There are so many lawsuits across the country waiting to happen that would be easily won for themselves to make money for them and for their clients. I mean, all of these, you know, refusing to accept medical exemptions for shots or for masks,
right.
refusing, you know, all of the child abuse stuff that we've done to kids. Where are all the attorneys? I have no tolerance for them either. The third group is where are all the lame pastors?
Right.
Where
right.
are all the pastors that are running around fearful and wearing their mask and hiding in the corner instead of standing on their faith and opening their doors and telling the tyrannical government to like go stick it in their left ear and light it? You know, we're not doing this. And the fourth group I have no tolerance for are the snowflakes. Please don't tell me any conflicting information. I get my information from my doctor. I trust that he knows what he's talking about. I get my information from CNN. I mean, they're news. They're like real
right.
news. You guys are just conspiracy theory nuts. No tolerance for them. None. And suffer the consequences of your free will decision as an adult mm-hmm. to be injected with foreign matter that's probably going to kill you.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Back with you. I have Sherry, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny with me today. And she was just going through four different groups that she just cannot understand why in the world they are not standing up, and the groups that frustrate her. So she just gave us the explanation of two different groups, and now we're on to the third and fourth. Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, what are the third and fourth points groups that that you just cannot believe the way that they are behaving during this entire COVID narrative?
The third group is, where are all the lame pastors?
Right.
Where are
right.
all the pastors that are running around fearful and wearing their mask and hiding in the corner instead of standing on their faith and opening their doors and telling the tyrannical government to, like, go stick it in their left ear and light it? You know, we're not doing this. And the fourth group I have no tolerance for are the snowflakes. Please don't tell me any conflicting information. I get my information from my doctor. I trust that he knows what he's talking about. I get my information from CNN. I mean, they're news. They're like real news. You guys are just conspiracy theory nuts. No tolerance for them. None.
Amen.
Take your shot. Go. Take your shot and suffer the consequences of your free will decision as an adult to be injected with foreign matter that's probably going to kill you. Go.
Right.
Peace be with you. Go. Oh,
amen to that. You know, now that it's been almost 500 days, and I can't believe I'm saying that, because even a month in, I was saying this would only go to April because they could not get away with it this long. But I was wrong on that one. With 500 days in, what do you think is the biggest smoking gun in proof that's come out? I know John Rappaport, I know yourself, Dr. Lee Merritt, we've had on the show. So many people have come on the show. Dr. Bitar, what is the smoking gun in all of your research? What do you think is the thing that just cannot be denied? You can't look at this and think anything differently than, oh my gosh, what have they done?
Oh, there's so many.
I know. It'd be hard to pick. I know. Does anything stand out in your mind now that we're in a year and a half?
There's so many. I mean, you know, we would go right, all of it. Every single thing that they've done is a smoking gun.
Right.
The myth of the mask, the fraud of the testing, the nonsense of the social distancing, the legalized spying of the contact tracing, telling us that if you get injected with this experimental product with no long-term studies that has not been approved by anybody, that somehow you're going to get your freedoms back. Oh, but wait, you still have to wear a mask and social distance. I mean,
right?
You know, it's just, it's the most bizarre thing. I do this funny little thing because I feel like sometimes the best way to reach people is through humor. Mm-hmm. And so I do this thing. It's called the smartest virus ever. Mm-hmm. And so the smartest virus ever, you know, is just, these are the things it can do. I mean, it can count the number of people in a room. I mean, it knows if there's more than 10, you know, it knows if there's more than two visitors at the nursing home. It can tell time. It knows that if it's before 10 o'clock, you're safe. But after 10 o'clock, ooh, it's probably going to jump on you and kill you. It can tell the difference between talking and singing. It can tell the difference between a wind instrument and percussion. It knows if you're singing loudly or softly.
Right. Even it follows state lines.
I know. It can measure height. I mean, if you're standing up and walking into a room, you have to wear a mask because it's not safe up there. But go to your little chair and sit down, take it off and eat, and you're just fine. It knows how to measure length. It knows that how far 6 feet is. And, you know, it comes out of your mouth and drops to the floor at exactly 6 feet. I mean, it can tell what building you're in. I mean, if you're in Home Depot, no problem. You're safe. If you're in church, you might just die if you don't have on a mask and follow the rules. You know, and now the most important thing that it's learned how to do, it can read a calendar.
Wow.
It knows that on June the 2nd in the state of Ohio, you don't have to, all the mask restrictions are going to go away. So it's got its last chance opportunity to kill you on June the 1st. Because on June the 2nd, it's all over because it can read a calendar now and know when it's supposed to stop. Amen. It's the most, and so if you start looking at it from all of these fabricated, made-up, nonsensical rules, if you don't laugh at it, you will probably have such level of righteous indignation, you'll probably become the McDonald's murderer or something, you know? It's just such a bizarre thing that people have gone, no problem, I'll roll up my sleeve, I'll get my shot. In fact, I'll take a little video of you doing it, and I'll post it on my social media site, because I'm going to get this shot, because I'm going to do it for you. I'm going to get the shot to protect you.
Well,
I don't need to be protected. Like, you know, I particularly don't like to see you commit suicide to try to protect me. So it's probably like a really bad idea for you to think you're going to get that shot to protect me.
Oh, amen. You know, the CDC came out in September and they said they admitted that only 6%, they said, and I'm not even sure 6% because of the fact they don't have a sample of COVID, but 6% of those that actually had COVID had COVID. And then they started manufacturing the vaccine back in the end of February, early March, for a mystery disease. So we didn't even know what it was, supposedly, but they already had the vaccine in motion to create the millions of vaccines that came out. And that was via the Bill Gates gal, Sarah, who used to work for his foundation and then worked at the prestigious institution in London that started making these shots. And this was all in the press. There's so many items. Does it just... you must find it just confounding that there is a mountain of evidence that has already come out about this, but the only evidence on the other side is what? I listen to the media, the government? What do they have on that side? Is it just that? Because I haven't found anything else. The mountain on this side that you're talking about is huge. It's mind-boggling huge. What is the evidence that they have? Just believe?
Believe the experts, trust the science.
Believe the experts.
And if it came out of the mouth on somebody on CNN or MSNBC, and that little black box that's sitting across from you in the room, that's the gospel.
Wow. I listened to an ABC 10 report yesterday, and the guy that the expert, the TV expert they had on, said that this could change your DNA, but it was no big deal because viruses, I have to laugh when I say this, viruses in the past from ancient civilizations are still resting in your system. So they change your DNA. So it's okay if your DNA is changed. And I sat there and I thought, you're kidding. They're selling this. And they actually said the word nothing burger. Nothing burger on ABC.
It's just, it's just astonishing to me where they drag out these experts and wonder how much they pay them.
Right.
Or what other, if it's not dollars, what other sort of benefits that they get for spewing nonsense such as that.
Throwing that into a bag of no big deal here, changing your DNA. So what do you feel is the end game with this? I don't know why we're getting some feedback here. Okay, what is the end game? What is the end game for what they're doing and why? Why are they so desperate to get this shot into everybody's arm?
The end game is moving everyone into a cashless society. So their first round of getting everyone chipped is getting everyone lined up and being absolutely euphoric about getting a shot.
Mm.
And I think they've used neuro-linguistic programming. They've used some sort of thing to literally put people in a coma. So that based off of fear, which is false evidence, they've made to appear real.
Yeah.
And so the end game is the cashless society that they've been aiming towards for quite a while. And in fact, there was just an article that came out just a couple days ago that was about the head of the International Monetary Fund and of the Fed all saying that, yes, it's time that we move into this because we can't be spreading this virus based on handing money to each other.
Wow.
And so, and they've already been doing it with the touchless credit cards that you can just tap on it with a credit card. And I hear these commercials on radio interviews that say, you know, these commercials on radio that say things like, yes, we adhere to CDC guidelines and we clean and sanitize everything. And we have a touchless checkout system and we wear masks. And we social distance. And I think every time I hear one of those, Kate, I say, thank you so much for telling me. I'll be sure to never, ever patronize your business.
I feel the same way.
Thank you for giving me the heads up. I wouldn't have known if you wouldn't have told me that.
I feel the same way.
And so the end game is the cashless society, the doing away with money, the putting us into the Chinese social credit system through the technology that's injected into people, moving everyone into the transhumanism movement. They've already anticipating that by 2035 or so, there'll be around between 2 and 3 billion people that will be unemployed that are manual laborers due to robotics and artificial intelligence. So they don't need all those people. So it's time to get rid of them. It's time to get rid of them. It's time to cut down on the population. It's much easier to manage a much smaller herd and, give people just exactly what they need. And if you put out, if you generate, 100 kilocalories of energy a day, then we will give you little cubes of food that will replace your 100 kilocalories that you did today. It's much easier to control people, a smaller population, if we move them into transhumanism and that they can connect you up to the Internet of Things. Mm-hmm. There was just a commercial that came out last week or so from the BBC about how this was all going to happen, and they called all of this interconnectivity, this little chip that they put into your scalp and the little chip they put into your arm, they called it that everything about it was pure joy.
Ooh. Ouch.
It was the creepiest commercial I think I've ever seen. It was this youngish girl who was sitting in a hospital bed. And apparently, I guess you haven't seen it. It was the youngest girl who was sitting in a hospital bed. Her mom and her dad were sitting on either side of the bed. It was about a 4-minute commercial. And she had this computer in her lap. And they were like saying, she's about ready to go home. And she would like move her hand and all these invisible things would start happening. Then she said, and while I'm sitting here talking to you, I've actually explored like the history of the universe and the history of shipping and all this other stuff. Because I can see it all, and it's just pure joy.
Oh, no.
It is so creepy. And what I thought at the end of it, the person who shared it with me, we were talking about it, I said, what's the opposite of joy? What is the antonym to joy? It's like hell, literal hell. It's like destruction, terror, sadness, grief, all those antonyms for the word joy. And understanding that what these powers that be people are doing is all inside out, upside down, and backwards. It's all about social distancing, which we shouldn't do. It's about masking that does nothing. Right. It's about a virus that doesn't kill anybody, but we've been made to think that it does. It's about the myth of the asymptomatic carrier that we have to wear masks and stay inside and be afraid of each other because you're perfectly healthy, but you just might be sick. That's and it's the so first true. Time ever in the history of the world that a healthy person has to wear a mask outside and has to go get tested to see if they're sick.
When we come back, I ask Dr. Sherry Tenpenny about the spiritual ramifications. Are there things in the shots that that could affect us, numb us, maybe to conscience, maybe to, right and wrong, and kind of numb us more spiritually to be kind of in tune with maybe things that are going wrong in the world. And she gives us her answer. Also, in this great conversation, she goes into so many different areas. We talk about what shedding is and isn't, and she brings up some very interesting dynamics with the effects that the vaccinated are having on the unvaccinated, or the shot versus the unshot, if you will. We'll be right back on the Kate Daly Show. Don't go anywhere.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
We're caught in a trap. I can't walk out.
Hi there. Welcome back. Kate Daly Show for you. Make sure you get over to MyPillow.com, order up the products. You know you're going to love these products because they're that good. And put in the code Kate. Fluffy, absorbent towels, incredible sheets like grandma used to have. It reminds me of my grandma's sheets. And then just so cool and crisp and clean and wonderful and good quality. And then, of course, all the products MyPillow does. They just do a fantastic job. $29 right now can grab you a pillow that can that could probably end your snoring. I'm going to guess. Get the blue label or the green label, but go to mypillow.com and get it. In fact, you'll love it. And of course, put the code in Kate, K-A-T-E, and you'll get the savings up to 40%. And there's so many products on there that you can't get in the stores. mypillow.com. My guest is Dr. Sherry Tenpenny. She's been speaking all day, every day, all over the world on this whole COVID narrative and the vaccine. And I'm so glad to have her on to explain all of these things. And I asked her this question about spirituality. Is that one of the end games of this and the vaccine? What does it do to us?
When they talked at the Pentagon back in 2005, they were talking about the fact that now that we've identified what makes these religious zealots religious, the part of the brain, we could actually target that. And they asked the question, but how? And they said, well, through a vaccine, we could actually, inhibit somebody's ability to be a religious zealot. And I thought, I wonder if they're eventually going after religious people in order to have something in there that numbs us in some way after identifying that piece of the brain that can that lights up, the center that lights up when somebody is spiritual. And of course, they were blaming it on the jihadists. But at the time, I thought, well, then why are they talking about putting it in a flu shot? That would be very bizarre.
Well, two things about that. One is they called it the FunVax, mm-hmm. F-U-N, okay. F-V-A-X, to take out fundamentalist thinking. Mm-hmm. The second thing is that they've already been experimenting with this with nanotechnology with the intranasal vaccines. Because the flu shot, the first one of those that they did was called FluMist, and I think it came out in about 2006. Mm-hmm. It's been on and off the market several times because it really didn't work. It really didn't keep people from getting the flu. Mm-hmm. But now they're talking about, and I just pulled up two articles just yesterday because I had this conversation with somebody, mm-hmm. that they're talking about COVID intranasal shots.
Ooh.
That we know the COVID has been contaminated with hydrogel, and we strongly suspect ferrous sulfate now because of all the magnetism that people are getting are putting off, and of course the nanotechnology. And the nanotech is already around that lipid coating around the outside of the messenger RNA of the Pfizer and the Moderna shots. So if they put it up your nose, you've got your olfactory nerves inside of your nose, which is your first cranial nerve, which goes through. At the top of right that separates your nose from your brain, mm-hmm. there is a piece of bone there called the cribriform plate that those nerves protrude through. And the cribriform plate is a very, very thin piece of bone. It's about the thickness of maybe four or five sheets of paper put together.
Okay.
And so the nerves in your nose have a direct access up into your brain. And isn't it interesting that it goes into your frontal area of your brain, which is the part that sits right behind your forehead. Hmm. And that area of your brain is where you connect to your spirit, where you pray. And that's also the area that gives you like stops you from saying stupid things. Gating area, right?
Sure.
And we already know that the spike proteins that are being made from these shots, which is the reason all the shots are given, is to ultimately make a spike protein and an antibody to a spike protein, that spike protein can puncture holes in the blood-brain barrier, cross the blood-brain barrier, modify a gene called the FUS gene, mm-hmm. that when that is modified or broken or manipulated, it can either turn into early onset ALS, mm-hmm. or it can contribute to the development of cancer. It can also modify or infold a particular protein called TDP-43, mm-hmm. which the name of the protein is less important than the understanding that spike protein can modify or manipulate that protein and make it work abnormally. When that protein is modified or manipulated, it can lead to something called frontal temporal lobe dementia. And degeneration. The frontal lobe is behind your forehead. The temporal lobe is like the area of your brain where your ears attach. So mm-hmm. the frontal temporal lobe degeneration, which means that it starts to break down. Mm-hmm. And people who there's up to at least five different forms of that degeneration in that area of the brain where people lose their ability to speak, facial recognition, and they can't read words. And I've already been getting case reports from various physicians of mine of people who got these shots and they're now losing their ability to speak and they can't form words in just a matter of weeks.
Wow.
So in that area, so all of that stuff that's actually happening when it infolds and creates more modifications of proteins in the brain, that's called a prion disease. We're most familiar with prion disease in association with mad cow disease, mm-hmm. but that's just one form of prion disease that we got very visually attuned to back mm-hmm. quite a few years ago when that was all happening in the UK. But just the mere fact that something goes in and manipulates a protein in your brain by a virus, by a spike protein, by radiation, by whatever it is, that modification of that protein, the infolding of it to make it not behave normally, mm-hmm, is mm-hmm. called a prion formation. And so that's what's causing what they call this prion disease, is the spike protein that is being made or created from the messenger RNA that's being injected into your body.
Wow. Wow.
Do they need a succession of shots? How many shots do you think this will take? How many shots are in the hopper right now, ready to be the next cure for whatever disease they want to name or whatever illness they want to name that hasn't even been named yet? How many shots are in the works right now?
Oh, heavens, I don't know in globally in terms of how many shots for other types mm-hmm. of pathogens.
Do you think they're working on?
Well, I don't know what they're working on in that arena, but I do know what they're working on in terms of additional coronavirus vaccines.
Okay.
And every day it goes up. I mean, there's a really good site that actually is updated daily, almost daily, and it's run by the New York Times, and it's called the New York Times Coronavirus Tracker. And I just pulled it up here, and it says, let me just read this to you.
Okay.
Vaccines typically require years of research and testing before reaching the clinic, but in 2020, scientists embarked on a race to produce safe and effective, I use air quotes on that, mm-hmm. corona vaccines in record time. Researchers are currently testing 91 vaccines in clinical trials on humans, and 27 have reached the final stages of testing. Yes. At least 77 preclinical vaccines are under active investigation. And these clinical trials on humans, it's up to 91 now. I mean, it goes up almost every day. I mean, just like a week or so ago, it was like at 83. And so now there's 27 vaccines in clinical trials in humans for coronavirus. I mean, why do we need 168 plus 6, 174
right.
shots
right.
for a virus that's never been identified and through Freedom of Information Acts and all kinds of requests cannot be provided to scientists?
Right. And they could never do a coronavirus vaccine for a typical vaccine, right? They could not do one. For all these years that they've been studying this, correct? They could never make that work.
Well, they couldn't ever do it with a coronavirus vaccine because of something called antibody-dependent enhancement, that when they would inject the coronavirus vaccine, literally the vaccine, mm-hmm, into mm-hmm. animals, the animals would get a very high or very, what they call, very robust antibody response. And that, and the scientists would go, great, that's exactly what we're looking for. Now let's see if that antibody keeps these animals from becoming sick when they get re-exposed mm-hmm. to one of 30 different coronaviruses that are in circulation. When they re-expose the animals to the coronavirus, the antibodies do not neutralize the virus. They bind the virus loosely. They call it a non-binding antibody. They drag it into the macrophages. The virus niggles away and gets released and goes out and causes massive cytokine storm and more illness than they would have, than it would have ever caused if the animal had not received a vaccine to begin with. That's called antibody-dependent enhancement. The antibody actually led to increased illness and enhanced and made worse the infection when you were re-exposed to just garden variety coronaviruses out in circulation. And so that, so all the animals died. And so that's why they didn't do any animal testing before they brought these to market, because they knew what the results were going to be. Animals are going to die. And so now we've got all these people injected. They're developing spike proteins and antibodies to the spike proteins as we speak. So they're going to be non-binding, non-neutralizing antibodies. So come this fall, when we get normal flu season and normal coronavirus illness, because we know that every year, that up to 20% of flu-like symptoms have been caused by coronaviruses. So it's a seasonal thing, kind of like the influenza. Mm-hmm. So when we get into this fall and we get normal coronavirus illness floating around, and these people that have had these shots and have developed these non-binding antibodies get re-exposed, they're going to call it the third wave. And they're going to blame it on all the people that didn't get the shot, and they're going to call for more shots as people are dying by antibody-dependent enhancement, right, and they're going into renal failure and liver failure and multi-organ system failure. They're going to present like septic shock. They're going to present looking like they're short of breath and they can't breathe. And instead of treating it as a blood disease and doing things with their blood, these people will be put inappropriately on ventilators. And just like we saw before, the people who got put inappropriately on ventilators, most of them died. Jeez. And so, and they're already predicting this. There's an organization in the UK called SAGE, S-A-G-E, which is a kind of a, it's a government body. It's an actual government body. And they're a modeling agency for the UK government's equivalent of like what our CDC would be.
Okay.
And let me just pull up this article. It's a 23-page paper that they just produced just a couple weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
And if you scroll down to page number or paragraph number 31,
mm-hmm,
says, all scenarios from the three groups lead to the distinct third wave. There is a significant uncertainty as into the timing or the scale, but it will be across all people. And paragraph 32 says, the resurgence of both hospitalizations and deaths will be dominated by those who received two doses of vaccine, comprising approximately 60 to 70% of those who are hospitalized or die. Wow. This can be attributed to high levels of uptake in the most risk age groups. So as the seniors are all scared to death and buttoned up because they've already been discriminated against, they've gotten their one or two shots, that 60 to 70% of those hospitalized or die will have gotten two shots. And then it says, further discussion continued in paragraph 56. So let's scroll down to what does it say, mm-hmm, in paragraph 56. This shows that most deaths and admissions in the during the resurgence are people who have received two vaccine doses, even without protection waning or any sort of a variant emerging or any sort of mutant. It's just that those people who've gotten two shots will get very sick, be hospitalized, and quite possibly die.
Wow. Wow.
So when you asked before, mm-hmm, what is the end game here? Well, mm-hmm, we need to get rid of a lot of these worthless eaters because it's messing up their global warming scenario, right? Yeah. We're breathing and we're farting and,
yes,
you know, and so we're like contributing carbon dioxide to the environment. And they just can't have that from all these worthless eaters down here that are going to be unemployed by their robotics and their transhumanism system, right?
Right,
and
right.
So, you know, what better way than to mm-hmm, scam them, mm-hmm, with no evidence whatsoever,
right,
and have a death rate of less than 1% and get people so fearful that they might get that And, you know, even now, I just heard a story yesterday from a patient. They said, yeah, my neighbor, whoever, mm-hmm. whatever relation was, you know, that their father was in his 50s and he just died of COVID, like really died of COVID. I said, are you sure?
Mm-hmm.
Did they really test him? Well, they said they told him it really was COVID because he had all the symptoms. Really? It could have been influenza A or B. How about that?
Right.
They have the same symptoms. Did they get a vitamin D level on them? Because the Indonesians have mapped out that if you have a vitamin D as in David, vitamin mm-hmm. D level greater than 30, mm-hmm. you have a less than 4% chance of going into the hospital and ending up in intensive care.
Go to Dr. Sherry Tenpenny for more information. DrSherryTenpenny.com. And of course, we'll be back in the next hour with so much more on this. Do not go anywhere.